I wish to extend a warm welcome to anyone who might be visiting the cathedral today. Thank you for coming and joining us in the celebration of Holy Mass. And I also wish to extend greetings to all of you who may be joining us by live stream. There's something about certain popular songs that might stick in our memory and our heart, especially those that bespeak certain fundamental human experiences. Who of us, for example, might remember or keep in our mind that scene from The Wizard of Oz when Dorothy sings "Somewhere Over the Rainbow"? And I don't know about you, but sometime there are days when we might experience senses of disappointment or disenchantment. I certainly have those days. And going to some dreamland I've heard of once in a lullaby sounds very attractive. Don't we sometimes have this yearning for something more that song captures? A similar sentiment is embodied in the song by U2, where we hear Bono singing again and again, "But I still haven't found what I'm looking for. But I still haven't found what I'm looking for." Isn't our life in many ways a journey, a quest for what we are really looking for? Don't we hope to go to a dreamland that we've heard of? Don't we deep down long for an abiding sense of happiness? And in the journey of the Magi, we see represented this quest of the human heart. The Magi are studying the stars. They're looking for meaning. They're looking for answers. They're looking for some purpose. And they discover this star and they go on this journey, searching for what seems to be revealed to them. And no doubt this was a difficult journey. It's not quite as easy as the road trips that we might be accustomed to today. And at last, their journey does come to fulfillment when they do find what they are looking for in a child that has been born for us. This feast of the Epiphany, which we celebrate today, really means the manifestation of Jesus Christ as Savior of the world, that Jesus Christ shines forth upon us with glorious light as the terminus of our journey, as what we are really looking for after all. In Jesus Christ, there is no just mere dreamland that we've heard of. We encounter the reality and the depths of God's love for us. Salvation from sin, and deep abiding happiness. And every human being is someplace on this journey towards Christ. Because we are all looking for something. We are all looking for happiness. And for those of us who found the Lord Jesus and know him, just like the Magi, let us remember to continue to bow down and worship him and give him thanks and give him praise. For indeed, he is what we are truly looking for. And what more could we want than pour out to him all of the treasures of our hearts for what the Lord Jesus gives us? Now, we probably all have some people close to us who haven't really found what they're looking for, who might still be hoping for that dreamland across the rainbow. And how important it is for us to help them find Jesus. To help them know that he shines forth as the Savior of the world, as the fount of lasting happiness. And it's not too late for New Year's resolutions. We tend to make those resolutions at the beginning of a year. And maybe, if you haven't already done so, make a resolution about bringing Jesus to someone this year. And sometimes one of the mistakes we make in bringing, you know, people to Christ is we kind of want everything to happen right away. And, you know, Pope Benedict, in an address in the year 2000, the Jubilee year, actually before he was Holy Father, in an address to catechists, points out one of the fundamental cornerstones of the new evangelization, and really also how God works in our life, and that's in the mystery of the kingdom of heaven as a mustard seed. And oftentimes we want the full-grown mustard tree right away. And what we really need to remember is that God usually starts out pretty small before it grows into this great tree. He started out with a simple baby born in Bethlehem. And Jesus started with just 12. And even at the end of the life of, you know, St. Paul, this great missionary who had traveled about the Mediterranean world at that time, you know, Christianity was comprised of just a few relatively small communities scattered about the Roman Empire. And also to other places as the apostles went in different lands. But it wasn't very large yet at that time. And so when we're bringing people to the Lord, it's important for us to remember that it's up to us just to, by the grace of God, to plant these small seeds in people's lives and people's hearts. And over time, by the grace of God, we hope that these seeds sprout and that they grow. So let us not become discouraged if we don't seem to see a whole lot of results right away. So some practical considerations for your New Year's resolution. You know, think of one person, maybe two people, you know, just a couple that you really want to focus on this year. Just ask the Lord, Lord, who should I really focus on sharing my faith with this year? Identify one or two. And then really spend the year praying for them, offering penance for them, you know, that the Lord really begin to work in their life and open their heart. Also pray that the Lord opens up for you some opportunities to share how important Jesus is. And so you might, you know, take just a couple index cards and write down a few sentences of some things you'd like to share. Maybe you have a favorite Bible verse, and you can talk about what that Bible verse means to you and how it's been a source of strength in some type of difficulty you've gone through. Maybe on another occasion you can talk about how close the Lord is to you when you come to Eucharistic adoration and you look at him and you love him. Maybe you can talk at another time how the Lord has been a strength to you when you've had to face some difficulties in your life. Maybe you can talk about the joy of coming to Mass and the privilege of receiving Holy Communion. Think of a few of these, you know, these little things. You know, you can share something like this briefly in 30 seconds. It doesn't have to be long. Just think of it as like little mustard seeds. By the grace of God, the faith might be planted in their hearts. And over time, those seeds sprout and grow and take root. Because let us remember that if people haven't found Jesus, they are looking for him. They are looking for something. And they might be crying out, I still haven't found what I'm looking for. Or if they think they found something, sooner or later they're going to be disappointed, because everything other than Jesus Christ eventually disappoints. And only in him, just like the Magi, do we find the end of our journey, where the Lord comes into our life and our heart, frees us from sin, and gives us deep and abiding happiness. And if there's anyone here present, or anyone who might be listening, and if you haven't found what you're looking for, I encourage you right now just to invite Jesus into your life. And you might just pray with me for a moment. Lord Jesus, I believe in you. I am sorry for my sins. Come into my life and my heart. Lord Jesus, I believe in you. I am sorry for my sins. Forgive me. Come into my life and my heart. Then if you've been away from the faith for a while, just come and make a good confession and just talk to the priest. Let him know that you've been away for a bit. He'll be very gentle and gracious and just kind of walk you through that. And if you've never really encountered the Lord, just come to your local Catholic parish, talk to the priest, and seek Jesus. For he shines forth this day as the Savior of the world, as the one we are looking for.